And I mentioned this to some bozo in a white suit who was hovering around. I explained to this cretin that on this very day I had attained age 35, and therefore, under the Constitution of the United States of America, I was eligible for the office of president. He urged me not to plan any campaigns. He said there were two other presidents living in the place. These were happier times. There were no alcoholics allowed in hospitals. There were no rehabilitation centers. There were no 28 goddamn stupid programs. There were no alcoholism counselors. The loony bins for guys like me. So I was playing Monopoly all day and all night with three guys who were there, and they weren't alcoholics, they were just there. And we played a lot of Monopoly, and one of them was under the impression that I was his real estate broker. So if you know anything about the game of Monopoly and some nut thinks you're his real estate broker, you do pretty good, you know? I had the boardwalk, I had a number of houses, some hotels, and I was not drinking. And I was not thinking of drinking. The Monopoly therapy was working. I was thinking about playing Monopoly all day and all night. And in the middle of one of the games, a guy came in and he said, "You have a visitor." Nobody's visiting me. I went to my large executive type padded cell and waited for the visitor. And in comes this guy in a suit, shirt, tie, very imposing. Announces he's from the Darien, Connecticut group of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the hospital has given up on me. I won't go to occupational therapy. I keep asking for copper tubing, you know, they. And I reverted to type. I started at him. You know, a very rude man. You know what he said to me? You won't believe this. Listen to what he said to me. He said to me this: "Shut up." Just like that. Well, I knew that they had forgotten to tell him who I was. So I started to give him a little biographical background, and he told me to sit down and shut up. Very rude. But he was very imposing, and I was not well. And he poured out this story to me, and amazing what he said, how close it was to me. And he said, "Would you like to go with me to meetings?" Meetings? What kind of meetings? He said, "Meetings of alcoholics." "Oh, please, I really don't. That's not possible. I have no reason to go there." "Where are these meetings?" He said, "They're outside." I said, "I'm going with you." And that's how it began. He took me out, and then off we went. And he made arrangements for me to go locally, and I came back. I lived in a town called Larchmont, New York, and very upscale, as you would expect, and started going to upscale meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous. And in those happy days, the medical community was of an opinion that the disease of alcoholism is caused by some type of a Valium deficiency. So whenever you leave one of these institutions, they used to make sure you went home with a large jar of these pills. And the instructions were, if you feel like a drink, have one of these. Well, shit, I felt like a drink every minute of the day. So I'm eating all this stuff and going to meetings, my head buzzes, I fall asleep and stuff like that. So. But I know myself fairly well. I would come to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought. You would recognize me as a superior person. You would elect me your president. I was always president if I joined something. I would serve a term as your president. We'd probably have a dinner of some type, and you'd make me an award like all the other awards I got, and that would be that for Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, it didn't work out that way. I got drunk. I got drunk. I lasted 10 months and I got drunk. I really got drunk.